For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Keiko Tanaka is Associate Professor of Rural Sociology in the College of Agriculture at the University of Kentucky and Director of the Asia Center. Keiko, we just recently, last week, had a conference here at the University of Kentucky about achieving food and nutrition security while switching to a green economy. What is food security and why is that important for our health?
Although we are in the year of 2012, we have achieved enormous economic prosperity in the world. There are many countries in the world who are still suffering from malnutrition and hunger, while obesity and overweight are becoming increasing problems. Now, what compounds those problems very complex is that natural resources, which are supposed to be the sources of supplying those nutrients through the food, are also strained by overpopulation and also the urbanization and population migration.
And this is something that most of us don't think about on a day-to-day basis if we're not trained, such as a person as yourself, to think about where is our food coming from, what is the nutritional content of that food. The conference is addressing these food security issues, a word that we've heard before. How can we become more educated about this and how it impacts upon our health?
Yes, I mean, that is a very good question. This symposium, the key speaker was Dr. Shengen Fan, who is a Director General of International Food Policy Research Institute. IFPRI is one of 16 institutions in so-called Consortium of International Agricultural System, and it's only one and only social science research institution. They have done tremendous work to try to understand what is the role of agriculture in providing both green economy as well as providing healthy, nutritious food to the population in the world. Now, his message that we heard last week was the importance of agricultural investment in agriculture, but investment not only to make agriculture more productive for the urban population in the developed countries, but also to provide the technology that can be used by small-scale farmers in developing countries to feed themselves.
I'm speaking with Dr. Keiko Tanaka, Director of the Asia Center here at the University of Kentucky and Associate Professor of Rural Sociology. Keiko, these issues are something that, whether we know it or not, impact upon our daily lives. We read news reports about the use and misuse of nutrients in agriculture, fertilizers, that type of thing. Is this the first of many conferences that are going to be held across the world to address these issues so that we can learn more?
Yes. And in fact, the University of Kentucky Medical School with all the health science colleges formed the Global Health Initiative, which is also going to have impact upon addressing those complex issues. And I think what we're going to see in the next 5 years at the University of Kentucky is more collaboration among the colleges across the campus to trying to look at what is agriculture has something to do with human health, not just in Kentucky or in the United States, but throughout the world.
Dr. Keiko Tanaka, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis on medicine is available as a podcast at wuky.org.